Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
Hey everyone, I'm Jeff Zeleny, reporting from Georgia, in for our political director, David Chalian. And this is the CNN Political Briefing. Here's what you need to know in politics for Tuesday, December 6th. Today is Election Day in Georgia, giving former president and current presidential candidate Donald Trump one last chance to have an impact this cycle. Now, as David has talked a lot about on the podcast this year, a major story during the midterm election cycle has been Donald Trump. Does he still hold sway over the Republican Party? If so, how much? And what about his effect on independent voters? Now that we're finally reaching the end of the line in a prolonged 2022 midterm election cycle, we can look back and take stock of how Trump and his handpicked candidates have fared and his influence on the broader electorate. We could talk about Arizona, we could talk about Michigan, we could talk about Ohio, but of course, here we are in Georgia, the final Senate race of the year. Now, we are in this runoff race because neither Democratic incumbent Senator Raphael Warnock or Republican challenger Herschel Walker won more than 50% of the vote back in November, so they're pitted together in a runoff happening today. Now, both men made their final pitches on the campaign trail this morning.
Right now, Georgia is looking for a senator that's going to speak for them. Raphael Warnock has not spoken for Georgia. Everyone knows that, and they've never said anything about it. Right now, I'm going to speak for the Georgia people. The Georgia people are good people.
The people of Georgia deserve to have someone who understands the concerns of ordinary people.
Yes.
And who will just be present with them.
We talked about the Georgia election yesterday and how two presidents, President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump, have been noticeably absent from the campaign trail. Well, last night, Trump finally showed up for Walker, albeit virtually as part of a brief tele-rally.
A vote for Raphael Warnock is a vote to give Chuck Schumer and the unhinged far-left Democrats total control of the United States Senate. We can't let this happen.
So now we find ourselves repeating the question myself and so many of my CNN colleagues have been asking, will Trump be repudiated one last time tonight? Going into Election Day, the latest CNN poll conducted by SSRS showed Senator Warnock with a narrow lead over Walker. That lead widens among independents. As American politics gets more and more divided, independent voters are becoming more and more important, particularly here in Georgia around Atlanta. Those are the pivotal voters that we'll be watching tonight. Now, we've talked before, don't focus on polls, focus on turnout. But that CNN SSRS poll does give us a snapshot on a growing issue for the Republican Party. As my colleague Ron Brownstein discussed in his analysis out today, this year's midterm elections marks the third straight cycle where the GOP has underperformed among independents. Take a look at this piece. No one looks at data better than Ron. And he talks specifically about how independent voters have just been turned off by Trump's handpicked candidates. Now, Trump was competitive with independent voters when he ran his first presidential race back in 2016, but not since then. In fact, in each subsequent election, these independent voters have been less enchanted with his brand of Republican politics. They've also been unhappy with President Joe Biden and how he's handled the economy, but they still sided largely with Democratic candidates. But as we saw during the November elections, that is one of the main reasons why the House was narrowly won by Republicans, and there was not this big red wave we were talking about. It was because of those independent voters, many of whom said they were just turned off by Trump's candidates and his brand of politics. But now that we're finally closing up on the last big race of the year here in Georgia, we're able to get a bit of a better perspective on the cycle as a whole. All of these questions boil down to this: has Trump hurt or helped his candidates? So far, most candidates who either denied or raised doubts over the 2020 election results have failed. That includes, of course, high-profile candidates like Dr. Mehmet Oz in Pennsylvania's Senate race or Carrie Lake in Arizona's gubernatorial race. Both are part of a large roster of poor showings from Trump-endorsed and hand-picked candidates. Now, here in Georgia, Trump has had a particularly bad showing recently. Of course, losing the state narrowly to Joe Biden in 2020, followed by losing two Senate seats. Now, all this might be surprising given the state's overall red lean. Of course, Republican Governor Brian Kemp was overwhelmingly elected just a month ago, as was the entire slate of candidates, except Herschel Walker. So yes, the state does have a conservative lean, but all this becomes a little less surprising when you consider Trump's efforts to repeatedly overturn the state's election results in 2020. Now, take a listen to Georgia's Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan, a Republican who told CNN Monday how he sees Trump impacting Walker's chances.
He went from being a massive tailwind early in Herschel Walker's campaign. It's really the only reason why he became the nominee was because of Donald Trump early on. But fast forward 12 months and reality setting in, he's now probably the biggest headwind that Herschel Walker has. In fact, he doesn't mention him anywhere he really goes. And if he could do it all over again, he probably would never mention his name on the campaign trail.
Now, we were talking about independents earlier, but it's clear from Duncan and other Republicans that Trump's own party is worried about him going into the 2024 presidential election.
We're trying to break this vicious cycle of addiction to Donald Trump as Republicans. We just got trounced when it should have been one of the biggest, easiest layups we've made in years, in decades. But unfortunately, we put the wrong candidates in place all over the country. I'm sure the folks in Arizona wish they could have somebody other than Blake Masters and Carrie Lake. I'm sure the folks in the Republicans in Pennsylvania wish they had somebody other than Dr. Oz. Hindsight's 2020. And I think, unfortunately, we're going to wake up on Wednesday and realize that we wish we had somebody other than Herschel Walker representing us.
And yes, you may not want to hear it, but as the midterm elections wind down, we're getting ready for the next election cycle, the 2024 presidential race. In fact, it's already begun. Trump announced he would run for president last month. Other Republicans are gearing up. And President Biden has been dropping hints that he'll run again. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain, speaking at the Wall Street Journal's annual summit on Monday, said he expects Biden to announce a decision soon.
The president will make that decision. I expect it shortly after the holidays, but I expect the decision will be to do it.
Now, regardless of the win-loss record of Trump's candidates, there's no question he's impacted American politics as more and more election deniers ran for office this year. In January of 2021, Trump famously called Georgia Secretary of State Republican Brad Raffensperger and pushed him to find votes that would overturn Biden's victory. Of course, that is all still being investigated. This week, Raffensperger showed that states were now feeling the burden to prove election results are accurate. Here's what he told CNN this week.
We just want to make sure that we're going to get focused on this election, making sure that the voters have the opportunity to vote. We get those results posted quickly at the end of the day, and we will do an audit to verify who won this race. And at the end of the day, we expect whoever that is will abide by the results.
And that's it for today's Political Briefing. Thanks so much for listening. Please take a moment and be sure to follow us wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you tomorrow.